from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Guys, it's the Thursday edition.
Oh.
It's almost the weekend.
Yes, it is.
Thursday night. I always like to call it the all new Friday night.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right, because I feel like in this job, working the hours that we do,
yeah,
is that once you get up for Thursday's show, mm-hmm. once that alarm goes off,
yes,
it might as well be Saturday.
That's right.
There's correct.
Just one more wake up and then it's the weekend.
One more. You can always get through one more.
That's right.
So once you've got Thursday and your feet hit the deck in the bedroom, it's early.
Sure. In a normal time, like in summer, in our part of the world, I will start going out to a pub when we're out of lockdown at this time of the year.
Yeah. You'll have a Thursday night beer?
Yeah, couple.
Maybe
gee,
a
you're
steak
brave.
Night.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Absolutely not.
I did Wednesday trivia
almost
exclusively.
Through summer?
Every single week. No, just through winter.
With a beer?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Will goes even earlier.
When you win a jug every couple of weeks.
And you play netball.
Yeah, usually on Wednesdays.
And he slices carrots.
Julienne's them.
So every Wednesday?
I did, yeah.
But why have you not? Have you stopped?
Lockdown.
Pubs are closed.
Oh,
are you joking?
Have you still been going to a pub?
Yeah, I've been still doing my trivia night.
Marty's been there.
It's just a local thing, but I assumed everyone was still doing them. I had 50 people there last week.
Oh,
it's huge. Two of them had COVID.
Super spreader, there he is.
That's good. Right, super spreader event.
It's patient zero, Martin Shigold.
Thank you to Mrs. Marple for the venue.
Don't bring businesses into it.
I need to bleep that.
I'm joking.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shigold Show. What do you got, Will?
From Jodes, we've been talking about Vegemite quite a bit on the show. And then there was a Vegemite pizza that we saw in New York, was it?
Yeah, because the I think he's the new Vegemite ambassador.
And he had your hat on.
He had my hat on. And I said that in Phillip Island, there is a cheese and Vegemite pizza.
You did.
Yep.
And then Jodes sent me a Instagram video that has been posted by the official Vegemite account. And they're teaming up with Domino's. And they are looking like they might be releasing a Vegemite cheese range.
That's clever from Domino's.
So it's not confirmed yet. But
that's that CEO that's turned that business around.
Do you know you can only get one size pizza at Domino's?
I didn't know that.
I don't think that's right.
That is not true.
Yeah.
You can get like the big New York style huge ones.
No, but I mean like when you just order a pizza.
From Domino's.
It's a standard size.
Mm.
You can't get a large margarita.
Or a small.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I lost a bet and I had to eat three pizzas a few weeks ago and I picked a size.
No, well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Are you madly Googling to try and resolve this?
Unless it's a new thing.
I think the value range, you can get extra large ones.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Matt will know.
Matt will find out. Matt will know. He loves pizza. Have a look at him, is what I heard then.
That's
if I just click order now on the meat one.
Oh, God, we'll leave all this in.
Yeah. Why would you get rid of this?
I have to put my address in. I don't do that.
Should we order a coffee as well at the same time?
We're safe.
We did have
all right,
people,
we'll keep moving while that's resolved quietly in the background.
Thanks to everyone that submitted their coffee orders as well.
Yes, thank you.
Oat latte, thanks.
Yeah, right.
A bit of fun. From Eliza, just listening to Tuesday's podcast, I can't for the life of me remember any phone numbers, not even my dad's or my partner's, but the reject line is burnt into my brain. Would have been around 2007-08, so not sure if it's still around, but the number was 041-931-7446.
The
remember
reject.
We were talking about the reject line?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you give it to someone.
You could give it to a man at the bar. Give it a bell, Matthew, and see what happens.
Oh, that's fun.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Let's play it.
I mean,
you were happy to look at the sizes of pizzas a minute ago.
I apologise. I think Domino's does come
in deep dish
sizes. But for a while, I'm positive they did one-size pizzas.
Might have been the CEO. That
maybe.
He's worth an absolute fortune.
What's the number, Will?
We ready, Matt?
The rejection line?
Yes. Yeah.
He's plucking things in. He's got a big extension cord.
I thought you meant like for the reject shop.
Yeah, I do too.
0419 317 446.
This has got a real Squid Game feel, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Hi, the person you have called is not available. Please leave a short 10-second message after the tone and we'll send the message as a text.
Unless she has sent the wrong number.
And in other news, I can't stand that sending the message as a text.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it too.
Who has, what
I just hang up when I hear that. Mm.
Well, you get halfway. I've tried a couple of times. You get halfway through and go, I wanted to say something else.
Yeah, but,
and you can't delete it.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
The amount of the amount of text that must just get cut off mid sentence.
Yeah.
Because you don't realise.
Yeah, you're under time pressure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because if it's a long one, like, well, Phil and Gav and I are thinking that we might try and catch up this weekend, and maybe even some of us were thinking about how.
Beep.
It's like talking over the start of a song intro.
But also, as if the text could get all of that kind of, you know.
I guess it's like when you send a text via Siri, though. Mm. Like when you're.
And you've really got to enunciate.
Yeah.
See,
Phil,
I don't do that
Gavin
either.
And I.
Yeah. I don't do
full
text.
Stop.
What happens when you say length?
Oh, no.
Or strength.
It blows up in your hand.
This is from Marty.
Oh.
Hey, Will. Some great stuff on the pod recently. Loving it. Thanks, right. Marty. Hmm. Wondering if Marty, that meaning you.
Mm, yeah, I thought so.
Could give some insight into the origin of the nickname Shigsy.
Was my older brother's nickname.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
At Sheer school. Gold.
Yeah, I know it's from Sheargold, yeah.
But then he started getting called the Walrus.
When are you making that transition?
And my little brother was the Seal.
Oh.
And so I sort of landed in the middle
the
there.
Dugong.
The Elephant Seal.
Oh. Oh, that's my training.
They are foul.
Marty on Instagram suggests that it might be a stage name for when you perform with Fish and Chips. Fush and Chops.
Fush and Chops. Shigsy. On keyboards and vocals.
Yep. From Andy.
Mm.
Drunken Stories. Australia Day 2019, I was living in Toronto. Attended a beer festival during the day. Went to a pub celebrating the day and did shooies with every Australian there. DJ played Power and the Passion and it inspired me to jump up on stage and give it a bit of Peter Garrett dancing.
Sure.
I completely missed the steps up to the stage and instead smashed my chin on the edge. Required 4 stitches and ruined my best mate's Tarot Cash shirt.
Tarot Cash.
The worst brand ever invented, unless they're spending money here. Yeah. And then I've always been a fan of Tarot Cash.
And you're dressed exclusively by the house of Tarot Cash.
And Roger David.
We have a really fun game coming up in the back end. It's a game debut.
Oh, this is a hard game, too.
So I'm just teasing towards that.
Good tease. Our final message
for the front from Joshy. G'day, Shig Rig and crew, podcaster from Muttaburra in Queensland.
Ooh. I've never heard of Muttaburra.
Where I'm the town's sole police officer.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, he's like the sheriff.
Up Muttaburra
let's have a look where Muttaburra is.
Muttaburra.
It sounds like it's in the middle of nowhere, doesn't it? Well, it's described as outback Queensland for a start.
Yeah, you forget how much of Queensland
is. Muttaburra's big.
Look, they've got the big chair there.
A population of 88 people.
Oh, wow. Gee, where is it?
I'm still zooming out.
Oh, it's up past Longreach and near Winton.
It's like right in the middle of Queensland.
Yeah, it's Emerald over towards the sort of range, and then coming back west, you've got Longreach, and then northwest from Longreach, Winton, and just in between
from Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Wow.
So that adds a bit to this story because it's a what are the chances story. Mm. I moved from Brisbane to Townsville in 2016 to go to the police academy. Mm. At my graduation ceremony, my father was going through the program with the pictures and names of all the graduating officers when he came across the photo of one of my graduating cohort. He thought she struck a resemblance to someone he used to compete with in the Brisbane 10-pin bowling comps in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
Turns out that the other graduating recruit was the daughter of the guy he knew 40-odd years prior.
Wow.
He moved to Townsville in the 80s and prior to his passing had a baby girl who was the girl I was graduating with, and there was only 35 officers in the cohort.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. And he's just going, geez, same surname as old mate.
You don't know him, do you? Know him? He's me dad.
Unbelievable. Thanks, Joshy.
Wow, that is.
And stay safe in Muttaburra.
Absolutely.
West of Rockhampton is the best way to describe it.
Yes.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, middle of. And it would be hot as hell and they'd be mad.
Sure would. Love a Forex.
Darren Lockyer.
Hey, before we get into the show, Maddie has a pizza update for us.
Oh, yes.
Producer
Josh.
Matt.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, Lauren.
I just told everyone that they come in sizes.
Chat, we'll move on.
Okay, good.
Get your coat, mate.
Here's the show from Triple M.
I was too busy Googling pizza to even hear you say it.
The Marty Shigold Show.
Morning, Marty.
Good morning, Troy. You're looking stunning today. You've transitioned.
I've transitioned.
Into what looks summery.
Well, it's trans-seasonal.
Oh, trans-seasonal. Yeah. I forgot about transseasonal.
You forgot about transseasonal, producer Lauren.
Between Thank winter you, and Master summer. Marty.
You don't have to call me Master. God will do. Thank you, Alex. Alex liked that.
Alex the newsreader.
Alex the newsreader.
Yeah.
Transseasonal dressing is very Trojan. It's something very that Trojan. Troy does a lot.
Yeah,
Trojan,
you're very good.
Dressing. Can't go straight from winter to summer.
We said it's like a Ken doll changing outfit.
Yes.
Well, that's what Will said. It was very spot on.
Thank you
so
for the compliment.
So you've shifted out of that sort of long-sleeved look.
Jumper territory.
You've got a casual shirt on with a T-shirt under it.
Yes.
What can I expect next? Is the casual shirt going to be removed and just a T-shirt?
Yes, as we go into summer. Absolutely.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Fancy, the trans-seasonal.
Fancy being comfortable wearing a T-shirt.
You just wear black T-shirts.
Life must be sweet.
Can you wear a white T-shirt in one day?
Can if you need a sign. you need a billboard or some advertising.
Movie screen.
White T-shirt on and stand next to the M1. We know a woman who ended up going to work at outdoor advertising. Remember her?
Yeah.
M1 or the Eastlink?
Both.
I'll put it on both. Thank you.
This is on air now.
Yeah. It's like, come on air now. DC!
Transseasonal.
DC?
I just sent him something. He's got a tap away.
Oh, that's Alex, quiet. How's everything at your joint?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no update.
No update?
No. Nah.
Nothing from overnight of interest?
No. Just woke up a couple of times with a cat. That's my life.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Our new digital person, Kathy, was baking overnight.
She's coming hot with those brownies.
Oh my God.
Charlotte, she just won't stop.
Clarence.
Little trans-seasonal outfit from Carrie as well today.
I really like that shirt, Clara.
Mm. Yeah, it's very nice.
Is their actual name?
Is it?
That's news. Yeah.
That's news. Open with it. Executive producer Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Wonderful. Top 6 at 6. Yeah, pretty good. Top 6 at 6. Just headlines get you started on the day.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one, Fitzroy Community School Principal Tim Berryman suspended after COVID outbreak. This is the bloke who just decided to open his school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Come to school.
And everyone was like, I don't know, Tim, if that's the go. Well, it's not the go, and he's been suspended.
Yeah.
And he's described it, I believe, as some kind of nuisance-style road bump. I'm paraphrasing Tim there. But he's still not having a bar of the idea that having kids come to school is not appropriate. Number two, Kylie, and that's all you need to say. Kylie confirms she's moving back to Australia, guys.
Wait, from? Has she been in London?
London.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how you could last there that long.
No.
30 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, isn't it, to live in London when you could be living in Australia.
I reckon that depressing winter you'd go through.
Dark at 3 o'clock in the arvo.
Oh, no thanks.
Cold. Melbourne. Not to mention English people. Just mucking around. Whoa, but the English are a strange mob, aren't they? And I don't just mean challenge dentally. That's the that's the obvious point to start at. I mean personality-wise. English personality.
What about Boris?
Oh, yeah, Boris.
Case in point. Often you'll meet an English person and think, pretty good bloke. Then 10 points in, you'll think, wow, you're an arsehole. It's true, isn't it?
Oh.
What? You know the English quite well, Matthew.
I do.
Number three. No.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We're moving. You got something?
You got something more?
Yeah.
Porridge, my man.
More porridge with banana.
More porridge for you?
I've eaten all the banana, actually. It's a shame.
Number three. Zupa Dupas are now available in drink form at Woolies with 3.
Oh.
Oh.
33?
33. No, I'll just read it as it is in front of me. With 3 new flavoured milks.
Oh,
milks?
Milks.
Yes, it's a milk drink.
Right, so they've moved away to a frozen sort of cordial type of thing.
Yes, I would like to try them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed when these people, I've said it before, DC, when they don't send us stuff that they're trying to sort of market.
We even have our own fridge, guys.
I mean,
you can send us stuff.
The smoked eggs, people.
Oh, the smoked eggs have arrived.
Are we going to make them this morning?
Oh, we should.
Oh, gee, how would we do that?
Just scramble them on some bagels or something.
Oh, we've got bagels.
Oh, there you go.
Gee, starting
Resolve.
To build momentum of its own.
7 o'clock, tick.
That's what the Zupa Duper.
Oh, I would like the bubble gum at
carton
like...
of milk.
Oh, it's like a Big M or
an like
old-fashioned move.
Yeah.
Mm. The New South Welshman amongst us.
Move is a thing.
Is a move. Move was massive when we were kids at school.
Yeah.
Move. And number four, Gina Reinhart has slammed climate change propaganda and the spreading of taxpayers' dollars on reducing carbon in a speech to students at her former private school.
Ooh. We'll cover this later.
We will cover this. What a coincidence that one of the great mining magnates doesn't believe in climate change. And she's urging the next generation to do their own research. I don't think you need to urge the next generation to do their own research. They're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
They're very inquisitive and curious young people, far more so than we ever were.
You'd think
but
so.
Having said that, we never had the tools to do the kind of research you can do now.
We had Encyclopedia Britannica.
We'd have to go to the local library and go through the Dewey card system or indeed, the microfiche film just to find out something, you know. Whereas now you can sit at home and bring up Google and do all your own research, and that's why we've got so many anti-vaxxer idiots.
So you want to go back to the old days?
Yes, I do. Well, what about the reaction when Instagram collapsed the other day? It was like the world had ended.
Totally.
God, you can't look at anyone's meals for half an hour.
No one's posting their meals because they can't go anywhere.
Number five. A property council survey released on Thursday found office occupancy in Melbourne CBD was just 6% in September, down 45% from earlier this year.
Wow. Six. Well, that's why the city's so quiet.
That is a city on its knees, isn't it? In the final throes of life, but about to be reinvigorated, as we know.
Did you see that Facebook is making return to the offices in California mandatory? Because they say that the thing happened with Facebook. It's shutting down because no one was in the office.
Right, okay.
So they're like, it's mandatory. You have
You've got to come back to work now, guys.
15 seconds.
Ah! Jesus! Number six. Oh, we never talk about this person. Kim Kardashian is amazed to discover a site called WikiFeet has created a profile about her piggies and given her a 5-star rating.
Wow.
Top 6 at 6.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Over the weekend, Saturday Night Live kicked off their 47th season.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
It's almost been going as long as I've been alive. With a first-time nude performance. I've done a bit of nude work over the years.
I just learnt this this morning.
In the mid-90s, I jumped up on the Esplanade Hotel stage nude.
Was it liberating?
Yeah, it was great.
And how long were you on stage for, nude?
Oh, that one, we just walked across the back of the stage while an international comedian was on, and he couldn't work out why in the middle of one of his routines he just got one of the greatest laughs ever, because we were behind him just waving at the crowd.
Hang on, you said that one. Have you done it multiple
times? Yeah, well, no, the other one I did was at the old Last Laugh on Smith Street in Gertrude. They used to have a late-night show upstairs at La Joke, and me and Greg Fleet and another bloke, Matt King, got up there nude and did what we called the nudist colony sketch, which was basically just walking on nude.
It's Smith Street and Gertrude.
Yeah, it's on the corner there, Smith and Gertrude.
Yeah.
It's not the Last Laugh anymore.
Do you know what that is?
What is it now?
The Lame Duck.
Are you joking?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that where I was?
I'm pretty sure. Well, that's on the corner of Smith and Gertrude upstairs.
Yeah.
That's the Lame Duck.
You're joking. I didn't even realise. I spent my whole youth there.
That is so funny.
I used to work behind the bar. And
I may be wrong, but that's where the Lame Duck is.
That's hilarious.
And you've spent some of your middle age there as well.
Well, certainly one night there. Never ending. I don't even know how I was let in. Kacey Musgraves was singing in the nude as she performed the song Justified off her new album Starcrossed, wearing only a pair of cowboy boots as she strummed the guitar.
She's good.
She is.
Naked singer.
The Naked Singer. I can't believe I was in the Lame Duck.
Confirmed.
It's
that's
confirmed.
Where you were.
That is it.
Where that's I so spent. Funny.
Where he thought he was in South Melbourne.
South Melbourne.
We just well, hang on. The Lame been Duck
a,
is.
Been I should never have been allowed in, DC.
No,
so.
You should not have.
You that was where Will said to me, just give me your best effort
Mate,
here, buddy.
I need your best 60 seconds.
And I you gave know, it to you.
I've got
he
this.
He switches it on quite well.
Yeah.
If I'd known it was La Joke I was going into, I would have gone in nude.
Oh, thank God. Tell me
what is that? What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. All right, let's get into it. The wide world of Will. What's happening, Will?
Cheers, Troy. Good news for the Ashes. Bit of a relief for Cricket Australia.
I know.
So Joe Root has convinced his teammates to take the plunge on the upcoming Ashes tour and committed to the quarantine conditions. That was the major hitch.
Which are what? Do we know what they are?
It's pretty relaxed. Partners and stuff will be able to come. One of the clinches, apparently, was the offer of the families of the players to use a resort on a winery in Victoria's Yarra Valley as a base to quarantine for the Boxing Day test.
I mean, you could do a lot worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we said, we'll give you a winery, and he's gone, that'll
do. So the partners will come out before the Boxing Day test?
Yes, I imagine they'll be here the whole time.
Well, why would they quarantine the Yarra Valley in December if they're isn't the first test in November?
The first one is scheduled for Brisbane.
Early December.
Oh, geez, I've forgotten. I think it was late November.
So maybe the players will come out first, play a bit of cricket, and then so the families can be together for Christmas.
December 8th.
December 8th. Yeah. Oh, no? Okay. No, they'll be quarantining from...
It's going to be difficult with the border bans as well. So they're going to be juggling a lot of things. They contemplated moving the Perth test earlier, as we said.
Get them on that weekend.
Because if we end up going to Victoria and New South Wales and then going to Perth, it's going to make things tricky. But the good news is the English are coming and they think it'll be a close to full strength team.
James Anderson coming?
Anderson and Broad are both expected to come, which is good because you want those unlikable characters.
You really do.
Great cricketers and have had a fierce rivalry with us over the years. It saved us from $200 million going down the drain had the English not come. So big deal for Cricket Australia.
And for our summer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they don't come, what are we doing? Scratch matches with New Zealand?
Yeah. It would have been
a disaster.
An absolute disaster. And just for our boredom as well.
Yeah.
What are we going to be
doing? But I'm not going to thank the English for coming to play the Ashes either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the biggest stage in cricket.
If you can't work out a way to get yourself to Australia to play the Ashes, you shouldn't be allowed to play cricket ever again.
Wow. In the AFL.
I'm setting the agenda on that one.
You are. Jeremy Finlayson from the Giants has joined Port Adelaide. Just a future third round pick. So pretty cheap, the Power have gotten him for. Melbourne, Adelaide, Bulldogs and St Kilda. Big four-way pick swap.
You've lost Lauren already.
It's dry. It's really dry news. And Luke Dunstan of St Kilda has joined Melbourne as an unrestricted free agent. That's all that happened yesterday.
Okay, good.
The AFL Appeals Board will meet today to decide whether Toby Green's three-match suspension for his umpire contact in the final will be extended.
Oh,
so the AFL,
is it enough? That's right, because they sort of let that go at the end of the season, didn't they?
They said, we'll worry about it after the grand final, and today is when they're going to sort it out. So it was described originally as manifestly inadequate, and the AFL are pushing for 6 weeks. So we'll see where that ends up for Toby Green. He's going to miss a big chunk.
It should end up at six, if that's what the AFL wants.
Yeah, they really want to make a statement with this one.
Mm.
And a rivalry of nastiness is the quote brewing between Melbourne and the Bulldogs after the Demons have now requested a round one grand final rematch at the MCG. That's what Tom Brown has reported. And it comes off the
Who's
back.
Who's Tom Brown?
He's a very prominent journalist for Channel 7 and Triple M. It's understood that the two clubs don't like each other. Senior players don't particularly get along is the understanding.
Right?
And it stems from this petty little disagreement. So after their win against Port Adelaide in the preliminary final, footage of the Bulldogs in the rooms singing this song, Freed from Desire, the 1996 hit by Gala, this went a bit viral and here's what it sounds like. So that was the Bulldogs.
Right.
And then after the Demons went on to beat them in the grand final, they went back onto Optus Stadium with the Premiership Cup and then was captured singing this.
In your face, Bulldogs.
Yeah. It would be a big coincidence that they both loved the same song. So I think it was a bit of a statement. So apparently it got back to the Dogs, says Sam McClure, and they weren't happy about it.
Oh, well, who cares what the Dogs are happy about?
I love this kind of stuff.
They're the best of the losers.
Footy rivalries are great.
Oh.
And in baseball, Yankees radio legendary broadcaster John Sterling, Giancarlo Stanton was at the base and it was the Yankees versus the Red Sox and he'd connected with a ball and looked like it was going over the fence and here is how he called it.
The pitch to Stanton. There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
It went nowhere near home.
He just wanted to call one.
He just got himself worked up.
He's hit a dinger.
That's the one word of will.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
It seems as though Ben Cousins is working 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. I mean, I just happily listen to this song. Whenever you've had, you know, people like Ben Cousins in the media experiencing the difficulties with addiction that he has, you're just constantly wishing them well but fearing relapse.
Yes.
That's what I always think about with Ben is how long. But he seems to be having a real tilt at it now.
This is a good news story.
He's getting his life back on track. He turned up at the Brownlows, which was, you know, a big thing for him and for the AFL as well. He's obviously battled his addiction for years and years and years, and he's just won with a Perth construction company Employee of the Month.
Good on him.
Well done, Ben.
Has anyone here ever won Employee of the Month?
No.
I did once, but they gave it out to everyone. It was just my turn.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a go.
It's a most improved type of thing, isn't it? Participation award.
Effort.
Everyone has to get a trophy
these days. Yeah. You've won it every month this year, though, haven't you?
I win it all the time in my own mind. when I celebrate at the end of each month in front of the mirror.
On the 15th of every month.
Quite a celebration at home. Rig Safe Lighting Solutions, Marty speaking.
Lifting.
Rig Safe Lifting Solutions, my apologies, is the company that Ben's working for. They said, congratulations, Ben, for earning the Rig Safe Employee of the Month for September. Ben's work ethic, attitude and Rig Safe teamwork always values has made him a very reliable member of our rigging team.
Are you okay?
Nah, this is not my best bit of reading. I think that's pretty obvious. Full-time scaffolding. Gee, that'd be hard work.
I reckon.
Yeah. That'd be really hard work.
Is that setting up scaffolding?
Mm. Yeah, and taking it down, I assume.
Taking it down.
Gosh.
It's like big-scale Lego.
Yeah, it's like a big old Meccano set.
Yes.
You remember Meccano?
Oh, I do.
Meccano was great. But you kids weren't born when Meccano was massive.
I think I know what it is.
It was like Lego, but
it's like little metal strips, and you actually had screws and bolts.
Titan. And
Oh yes,
it was
I do know this stuff.
You make a little Meccano crane.
Mm.
What did you make?
Oh, whatever my brother told me to. Tell Meccano worked at our place if I could even get a go of it.
well done, Ben Cousins.
Yeah, good on you, Ben.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day,
7th of October today.
Today is International Day of Nonviolence. So much violence in the world, isn't there?
Something to celebrate.
There really is. The way we all treat each other. Great track.
Yeah.
1959, Far Side of the Moon seen for the first time, courtesy of Russia's Luna 3 space probe. Great album.
Mm-hmm. I have it on vinyl, the original.
They had a real falling out, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a while ago
Pink Floyd guys.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. 1982, the musical Cats opens at Winter Garden Theatre on Broadway and runs for nearly 18 years.
Wow. What a run.
What a run.
I feel like we've done a lot of Cats stuff.
Lots of Cats, yeah.
Yeah.
Bench Cats for a bit.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's Alex trying to muscle her way in.
Classic Alex.
Talking about Vivian.
I've never seen Cats.
Neither have I.
The animal.
I've never seen a cat. I've shot a couple out in the bush.
No. Oh,
joking. Who'd shoot a cat? Who'd shoot a feral cat?
I wouldn't.
With a crossbow.
Oh.
Oh, you thought it was a word.
I just killed Grimelda.
No, you actually just dropped the F-bomb.
Were you trying to name one of the cats from Cats? Esmeralda?
Esmeralda sounds right.
I just shot Grimelda, guys.
Grimelda. James Corden.
Put that in fact check.
1995, Alanis Morissette went to number one on the US album chart with her third album, Jagged Little Pill.
Oh.
Is that her third album?
Yeah, it's Grizabella, by the way.
Jezebel?
No.
Oh, they're... Cats are called Jezebel.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Lanus.
What a track.
Yeah.
2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected governor of California.
Death of the chopper!
Yeah.
Great quote from Arnold. 2016, the Washington Post releases videotape of Donald Trump boasting of groping and kissing women without consent.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh, that's right. And the other bloke in that video was such a sycophant, laughing and giggling along.
Access Hollywood.
Access Hollywood.
It broke it, yeah.
Just locker room stuff. You know, just locker room gear.
Yeah, it's amazing that he came back even from...
Like, was then...
I mean,
Did he come back?
Well, he just got away with all that stuff.
Oh, totally.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, if you,
it was extraordinary.
If I sat here and off-air a leaked recording of me was me talking to you guys about how you can grab ladies by the...
Yeah.
Cancelled?
Cancelled?
Look, it's just amazing.
You think I was cancelled?
Billy Bush was his name.
Oh, that's right. How convenient.
Birthdays?
Vladimir Putin is turning 69.
The Vlad!
The Vlad!
Back of the horse.
I'd love to follow him around for a couple of weeks. Just a maniac at work.
Have you ever seen how he's looked younger as he's got older? Have you seen those transitions?
What do you think's happening there? A lot of work?
He's had a lot of work done.
Imagine him just getting ready for bed. What's his routine? I always like to think that about people.
I don't think he'd do much. I think he'd have servants.
Do you think?
I reckon. Yeah.
He'd be living a very, very luxurious life, I would have thought.
Leaving chockies on the pillow.
Turning down service.
Turn down at 10, Vlad. John Mellencamp's turning 70.
That's on this day for the 7th of October.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. Shergold Show, Triple M.
We talked about this a little bit at the time because it was a huge story after the grand final. The two blokes from Melbourne who snuck into the rooms. One of them owns a venue in Paran, Morris Jones.
On Chapel Street.
Chapel Street. Mm. Burbank is his name. 49. He was the one you saw wandering around the sheds if you've seen the footage of the man who goes up to James Brayshaw.
Mm. Oh, that's right, yes.
Tries to
he's in mid-conversation.
With Simon Goodwin.
With Simon Goodwin, the
trying
coach.
To insert himself into that chat.
And he does that. It's funny thing, he's just standing there sort of smiling at people, then has a sip of his beer because no one's speaking to him.
I saw someone
awkward looking around the room. Oh. Who else could shake my hand? Brayshaw.
Pulls out his phone, pretends to check a message. Yeah. He's actually just alone and bored.
Someone suggested that footage going around was punishment enough.
Oh, it was so embarrassing. I've never seen anything so embarrassing.
Yeah. It was really terrible. And I bet Brayshaw hates seeing it too, shaking his head, because he's mid-chat.
Yeah.
He's going, you know, mate.
Yeah.
And I'll see you. He's done the right thing. He's done nothing
wrong.
He and financial planner Mark Babbage, 39, remain still locked in a Perth jail until a court appearance on October 13. What's the date today?
The 7th.
The 7th.
Well, they've
still
been
got another week.
They've been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. End up being three, close to probably 4 weeks by the time they get to court.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they didn't go through the appropriate quarantine procedure.
Yes.
They came in via Northern Territory from memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And spent some time in the Northern Territory, but not enough, and then no time in quarantine in Perth. Max Gawn has spoken about Burbank's appearance in the post-match celebrations on the Herald Sun's Brownie podcast.
We saw him at the captain's round the day before in the crowd, and we're like, "Oh, that doesn't make sense." And then the next time I saw him, he was in the change room giving me a hug, holding the cup. It didn't really make sense to me how he's there. I just presumed that he'd done the 2 weeks quarantine.
Yeah. He went on to say this as well.
So if I was jumping borders, I'd be sitting one out, one back. I wouldn't be going to the change room, but I wouldn't be going to the after party. He's just got the emotions got the better of him.
That's a very good point.
Mm. Yeah. If you're going to be a sneak, don't
just be
so obvious about it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Go to the pub
after.
It's ludicrous. So that suggests to me that Max Gawn sort of knew of him.
I think everyone kind of knows him.
Because he runs that venue.
I feel like Morris Jones is a bit of an AFL player. Yeah.
Well, there's got a flower wall there, so the footy players and their girlfriends can get their photo taken for Instagram.
Quite Nolva loves the flower wall.
I'm sure he does.
I've never been to Morris Jones.
It's good.
I like it.
Is it going to affect your opinion of Morris Jones? Would you go there now knowing that the owner might be a bit of a turd?
I probably wouldn't have gone there to begin with.
Yeah. Steer clear.
I'm not a flower.
Is it a young person's
kind of
Instagram kind of thing?
It's an influencer place, I think.
Oh, how revolting. I'd rather die than walk through the front door. How foul. Quick, Will, we'll shoot over to the flower wall. Get us a schooner.
Like, you've got to line up for the flower wall.
Apparently,
you have to line up for the flower wall.
Well, you're not lining up.
Get us a margarita and I'll meet you at the flower wall.
Salt there rim.
Yes, please. Salt. Of course.
Of course.
And, keeps,
and say rim to me a lot tonight, too, please. What's this meanwhile
especially
bit?
The flower wall.
Yeah.
And the old ham flower wall.
Oh, my God.
Salt on your rim at the ham flower wall. Absolutely.
No brainer.
Ham flower. It's my favourite.
It's a good one, isn't it?
And balloon knot.
Balloon knot's brilliant. What's this meanwhile thing?
Yeah, read
Am
this
I
one.
Reading this?
Yeah, do it.
Two Perth pranksters hatched a plot to infiltrate Optus Stadium in Perth on AFL Grand Final Day and posted the results on YouTube for everyone to have a look at. Mm-hmm. Their plan was to hide in plain sight, donning high-vis gear, purchasing dolly trolleys at Big W to pass a stadium staff delivering kegs of beer.
They got in.
Oh, that's really
and
smart.
They got in. That's clever, isn't it? Is that the two of the boys there?
That's them, yeah. There's a whole YouTube saga of them wearing high-vis, getting into a lift and...
See, that's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah.
I can applaud that.
Yeah, cheeky fun.
They thought about
taking,
it.
They're not taking anyone's seat. They're just going to stand in the you know, concourse or the outer or whatever it's called there.
With their dolly trolley.
Breaking any laws.
Where did you get yourself into 133353? Did you put your mind to it? Was it a big day out? What's the one at Byron Bay?
Splendor.
Splendor.
Yeah.
You know.
To push your way in.
Maybe it was Boxing Day cricket.
Without a ticket. David in Tullamarine, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I had a mate who broke into the US Masters in 91, so he told me how to do it.
Mm.
So I did it in 94.
Mm.
Took a few days of meticulous planning to try and find the spot to get into.
Yeah.
The path that I was supposed to go down was blocked by a huge tree that had fallen because it was in a national forest adjacent to the golf course.
Right.
So I was trying to find my way around that. Got lost for about 11 hours. This is at midnight, by the way, on the Saturday night before the final round.
Right.
What?
Tried to find my way through, found the other golf course, which is adjacent to Augusta National.
Mm.
So it's a long story. I know time's a factor, but it's...
Doesn't
I finally
seem
got
to be
there.
Worrying you, though, David. I've got to be honest.
I found my way through. I followed Greg Norman around. I got on TV. I sent a signal home to the guys watching. They knew I was there. So,
how did you actually get in, though?
I jumped over a fence and went
snuck
through the forest.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, wow.
See how quickly you told it at the end there, David?
No, but it went at midnight.
Yeah.
All right. I went in at midnight. I jumped a fence in the forest next to the
golf
course.
But his mate did it 2 years before and had to tell him how to do it. You've got to follow
I got it all.
Followed Greg Norman around, got on TV.
Pretty
amazing.
I was here.
US Masters.
Was it?
Right, let's go to Ben. In Barwon Heads. Ben, where'd you get yourself into?
The grand height to Billy Joel's after concert party with Michael Gudinski. Tommy Emmanuel was at the bar, started talking to him, bought him a drink. Said, how would you like to get into the after concert party, not knowing anything about if I could get in or whatever. I saw what was going on for where we were sitting, went to the gate, went to the door, Michael Gudinski. I said, look, I've got a mate of mine up here, Tommy Emmanuel. I'd only met him about 30 seconds before. And he said, yeah, sure, bring him in. And he said, and you are to me. And I said, oh, I was tied up with Metal Lake, which was the first band that Michael Gudinski signed. So I won him over. We got to the door, went in. And shook his hand, and I said to Tommy Emmanuel, you're not real keen on the great man. He said, oh, he knocked me back on a record deal. And he said, oh, I'll drink his grog. So anyway, we were at the bar. Billy Joel walked past, and I introduced Tommy Emmanuel to Billy Joel, obviously not knowing either of them. And,
that's pretty funny.
Tommy,
Billy Joel said, yeah, you know, great to meet you. I said, this guy's just done an album with Chet Atkins. Oh, I know Chet Atkins, Billy Joel said, and Tommy had just done an album. Just full of the big stuff all the way to the top. Got in and had one of the best nights I've ever had drinking Michael Gudinski's grog with Billy Joel and Tommy Emmanuel.
Oh, wow. What a story.
Is that the same person as before?
I feel like I was at the party. Sally's in Hampton Park. Good morning, Sally. Where did you get yourself into?
Oh, good morning. I got myself into two Billy Joel concerts in consecutive nights.
Oh, back to back, Sally.
Yeah.
How'd you manage that?
I used to work as a police officer for the New South Wales Police, and I was rostered to do crowd control outside, and I went, screw this, I want to go in. So I just walked in, turned the radio off, pretended I couldn't hear anything. And then the next night when I was rostered on, I went, you know what, it was such a brilliant concert. I'm going to go down and see if I can just walk in again and watch the concert.
And you did it again?
Then I did it again,
Am I detecting an accent, Sally?
I was... born here, but I was brought up in New Zealand.
Yeah, I thought you were, because I couldn't understand a word you said.
Sally. Sally could hear you.
Yes.
Could not understand a word of it.
All right, Dave, in Launching Place, where'd you get yourself into?
The showgrounds got into the cattle club. You had to be a member to get in.
Right. So go on.
So I put on a cowboy hat and I walked in there. I walked up to the bar and I said, how much is a Jack Daniels and Coke? She said, $1. I said, give me three. And I said, give me three more.
Yeah.
I said, give me three more. Mm. She said, you remember? I said, no. She said, get out.
Right. Okay. But you got nine in.
Yeah.
That's just maths. I mean, that is just maths.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
I'm loving you. And look who's here, Tim McDonald.
It's lovely to see you guys. Yeah, morning, Melbourne.
Good to see you.
How are things going? We've got some raw egg here.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
We were sent some smoked eggs, literally the egg, the raw egg that had been smoked. And Kathy, our digital girl, made them into scrambled eggs, and we've had them on bagels.
And what a welcome to welcome your guests. Would you like the leftover cold raw egg? Yeah. Maybe in the second break, Marty.
Yeah, we can whack it. We can reheat it.
Yeah. We can reheat it.
In the microwave.
What a week it's been. Been a massive week this week. I know it's only Thursday, but it has been a big week. And it all started with this lovely moment on Sunday from the NRL Grand Final.
Brian To'o from the Penrith Panthers, he's the winger. He proposed to his partner on the sidelines, even though he had a lot of blood streaming from his face.
How was your proposal? Bloody.
Bloody.
I mean, that's exactly what you want. I know you spoke about it earlier in the week, but this was my moment of the week. The NRL proposal in concussion and in health. What a wonderful...
Did you see the lap dance he did for her in the change room?
Wasn't that lovely?
Wasn't that the strangest thing romantic. You've ever seen?
Wasn't that lovely?
Just an NRL guy presenting his bum to his lady in front of the boys.
We will put that up on the socials. I love saying that because I don't have to do
it. You can catch it on Pornhub if you're really interested. Just mucking around.
Moving on. That was Brian To'o from the Penrith Panthers. He proposed to his partner and he was asked why he proposed at the grand final and he gave this romantic response.
You know, just really happy that I was able to obviously not only get the win but propose to her and she said yes, obviously, and so two birds with one stone.
Kill two birds with one stone. That's what you want in a proposal, don't you?
Great attitude.
You want efficiency. Get a few things done.
And a good talker, it has to be said.
Wonderful. I did have to speed that up. still, not the most romantic phrase we heard from the NRL Grand Final. We heard this phrase.
Adam Reynolds' groin given the green light.
A groin being given the green light. Isn't that a lovely phrase?
By how many supporters?
You can see that on Pornhub as well. Another big story this week, wild weather across the country. Of course, we had the earthquake a couple of weeks ago. Tornado.
I saw that.
This week. I'm not sure this was the most appropriate phrase for the 6pm news, though.
A New South Wales farmer has described hanging on for dear life as a tornado began sucking him out of his house.
Oh, wow.
Is that the most appropriate way to describe a tornado?
Good tornado.
Sucking him out of his house. His groin was given the green light, by the way.
You wouldn't complain.
I'd love to be sucked out of the house.
Okay. All right. Moving on from tornadoes to the new treasurer of New South Wales, Dominic Perrottet, sworn in New South Wales. Former PM John Howard backed him right in.
Wonderful.
But his dog was less keen.
I think overall, Dominic Perrottet would be the right person. We need somebody.
Now, that may have been Jeanette. I don't know for sure, but John Howard's dog was not
shot in the backyard.
Of course, Gladys resigned due to her relationship with disgraced MP Darryl Maguire from Wagga. He's been done for corruption, and you'd think the Wagga locals would be mad at him.
In Wagga Wagga, hometown of Daryl Maguire, mixed feelings.
I just think it's the best thing Daryl's done to put Wagga on the map.
The best thing he's done to put Wagga on the map. Alleged corruption.
Very forgiving in New South Wales, aren't they?
Well, I like the idea that Daryl Maguire thought he would get away with, you know, splashing $30 million on the Wagga Recital Centre. Like, isn't that just a guy playing spoons at the front of a pub?
Well, I liked more, Tim, that he turned the clay pigeon shooting club into a conference centre, because you can imagine the amount of high rollers rolling into New South Wales and find out the conference is on in Wagga. That's the first bit of bad news. But whereabouts in Wagga? Oh, you know the clay pigeon shooting joint just on the edge of town.
Oh, it's beautiful. You walk in there, you start off with a breakfast of raw egg and you have a quick shoot and then you're away with your meeting. I think it's lovely.
I mean, the way they've treated Gladys's resignation up there, it's almost as like they don't understand what she's done.
It's almost like she died.
I know.
Some of the coverage was it's a farewell Gladys, she's gone.
It's a tribute, and they should be ashamed. And hopefully when the truth comes out, we can start to rewrite history, which is always the way. You know, revisionism. Sky News have made a whole brand out of it.
I mean the breadth of this show, 1 minute it's tornadoes sucking off, and the next minute it's New South Wales political stuff. I love it, Marty. But finally this week, COVID continues to surge across the country. COVID protests are back across the country. You get the sense this protester, though, went a little too far.
We will not comply. You can sack us, you can chase us, you can chop my head off. I don't care.
But stay away from his groin, all right? Because that's been given the green light.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
No money to give away in this segment, guys.
No, but that's okay.
Just a bit of raw egg still up for grabs.
And comedy gold. Good.
Comedy gold, which you can see 8:30 Tuesdays on the cheap seats, or you can catch the repeat tonight after Gogglebox 9:30. We're actually on Gogglebox this week.
Oh. How did that go? So the families all sat around and then the cheap seats comes up and they give it a bit of, oh, this is that new show.
This is a new show. Actually, really positively, a lot of the families loved it. One family in particular, though, the Daltons, they weren't a fan.
We'll see you next week, buddy.
They hated it so much they gave a standing ovation when it finished.
Oh, no.
What a good sign.
Is that the dad with the wife and the two teenage daughters?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Real simpletons, if I can say.
Now we're digging deeper.
But you can catch Gogglebox 8:30 tonight on 10. It's a wonderful show. Speaking of other wonderful shows.
Yes.
Can I bring to the show the worst show I've ever seen on Netflix?
Oh, so Netflix, okay, because it was going to be a big chat if we started getting into some free-to-air disasters. You might remember This Week Live.
I think another Channel 10 show. It's a wonderful network, cheap seats. The worst show I've ever seen on Netflix dropped recently, Diana the Musical.
Oh, I've seen a bit of the sort of publicity around this.
Don't watch it. I've watched it for you.
Is it that bad?
It's that bad. I'm going to bring you the best bits.
This is great. Do we know the cast? Who's in it?
No one. No one you know is in it.
Right.
It's based on the tragic life of the late Princess Diana. The Queen's called it the feel-good musical of the year. I'm going to bring you some of the highlights. Here's Prince Charles and Diana holding their newborn son, William.
Darling, I'm holding our son. So let me say, jolly well done.
Oh, God.
Obviously a long meeting writing the script.
Yeah, it's no Hamilton.
It's no Hamilton. So that was holding William. Wait till they hold Harry.
Harry, my gingerhead son. You'll always be second to none.
Well, second to your brother.
I was going to say, at the moment, he's second to one.
He's about ninth.
So that was Diana singing about Harry. Of course, other members of the royal family get involved. The Queen gets involved. Let me set the scene. This is when Charles is doing a TV interview about his love life while Diana is out on the town and the Queen is not happy.
My son is on the telly pouring out his heart. While his wife is on the town, dressed up like a tart.
Just wonderful stuff.
That was a bit more Hamilton-esque.
It was a little bit, wasn't it? Apparently based on a true story as well, that line. But of course, the big confrontation, the big clash of traditional rivals when Diana meets Camilla.
Oh.
And have a listen to these wonderful lyrics.
Good night and goodbye to my discontent. I just got a ticket to the main event.
is a thriller in Manila. What's with Diana and Camilla?
A thriller in Manila when Diana met Camilla. What a wonderful lyric.
He must have high-fived himself when he worked out he could do Manila and Camilla.
Yeah, because there was no one else on the writing team, clearly. Diana the musical. Of course, we all know how Diana's story ends, tragically being chased by the paparazzi. And here are the paparazzi singing a very sensitive song about Diana.
Snap, click, snap, click, have a blast. God only knows how long you will last.
Just again, better than a Guinness, better than a wank. Snatch a few picks, it's money in the bank.
What a strange, strange musical this is.
Followed by Valet Diana.
Is that an actual track?
These are all actual tracks from Diana the Musical. It's out now on Netflix. The worst thing you've ever seen.
I'm tempted to watch it.
Yeah. You don't have to. I've watched it. Those are the best bits. It goes for like 3 hours.
Oh, my God. Well, you know.
It's no Harry Potter.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
It's the Dumps Academy.
Time to put somebody in.
Let's put Gina Rinehart in. That's always fun. Australia's richest woman has slammed climate change propaganda. And the spending of taxpayer dollars on reducing carbon in a speech to students at her former private school, where four generations of the Reinharts went to school. Mm-hmm. How wonderful. Oh. St. Hilda's Anglican School. She did a 16-minute address, which she put up on her own website. They only put up an abridged version of it because they, I think, might have thought she was talking some loony stuff. So they tried to do the right thing. But then Gina went, you know what? And put the whole thing up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why, but yeah.
I think it is.
Let's say it's why.
Exactly. Never let the truth get in the way of a good break, mate.
Sorry.
Here's grab one.
Yes. If I may ask a question for students to ask their teachers and do their own independent research, and that is, which comes first, global warming or an increase in carbon?
I don't think I've ever heard her speak.
No.
Until just then.
I agree with you. It's underwhelming.
She maintains that tone through the whole 16-minute video.
She's monotone.
She can grab a room. Four independent facts which all came to the same conclusion is part of Gina's list, independently including what has been found in the geological record of ice, ocean floors, and separately chemistry principles. Mm. And then based on those four independent facts, Gina had this to say.
Global warming comes first. Not increases in carbon. Rationale should ask, why does the media in general and those they influence now call for reducing carbon?
Okay. Well, I guess part of it is because the Murdochs have changed their mind.
Yeah.
Thank you. she ended a
primate.
She ended her primate speech with a bit of this gear.
Please be very careful about information spread on emotional basis or tied to money or egos or power seekers, and always search and research for the facts, even if the tide is against you and it's not considered popular.
There you go.
She seems quite emotional herself. Yeah.
Put her in.
Whack her in.
Into the Dunce Academy.
It's the Dunce Academy.
A little bird told me.
Let's get you up to date with what's happening around Melbourne, around the country and around the world.
Well, funny you should mention Melbourne, Troy.
Yeah.
Melbourne CBD is a ghost town.
Yeah.
Office occupancy has hit a record low in the city. A report from the property council shows the CBD office buildings are at 6% full. It's astounding.
It is.
Isn't it?
Hopefully it comes back.
Oh, it will.
We all get back to normal.
I mean, it's just going to take so long, particularly now with people having changed their work habits.
Yes.
Yeah.
And feeling far more comfortable than ever working from home.
Well, that's the thing, because everyone's not going to come back 5 days a week, probably.
No, I think that it's once we hit these vaccination targets, I don't think that there's any limit on 25%, 50%, 75%.
No, but I think employers
but it's where the people
giving,
go back.
Yeah, yeah. Flexibility.
But I think people don't realise how much happier they would be returning to the office for a few days a week.
Mm. Yeah, a few days a week.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Maybe not 5 days a week.
That's the thing.
But three, sure.
Five feels like a lot now, doesn't it?
It does.
After the last 18 months.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been in here and it's an absolute ghost town at various stages through this pandemic. Obviously, essential staff only. Turns out there's not many at a radio station. Katie Couric. Katie Couric's ex-nanny, this is good, says working for her was like nannying a teenage boy. This, of course, is Katie Couric, who used to host the
Today
Show on NBC with Matt Lauer, the Dirty Bird. Claiming the former Today host would skip showers on weekends, wear dirty underwear, and couldn't function on her own.
What?
That's the suggestion in the tell-all that's been written by the nanny, I assume. Wow. Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
Dirty, dirty birds.
Wow.
Diana the Musical, we just had Tim McDonald take us through some of Diana the Musical. It's been slammed after its Netflix release. Critics and viewers mock hysterically awful lyrics, including, "Harry, my ginger-haired son, you'll always be second to none." Well, they've left out the Guinness and the Wank stuff, which was even better.
Bizarre, wasn't it?
Mm. And in great news for all Kylie fans, and who isn't?
Oh, ready to go?
Oh, yeah, just one of my personal favourites. Sitting here on the screen.
Troy's just been waiting for Kylie to
Troy's
come up.
Just pulled that one off his iPod.
I've been waiting for 2.5 hours for this.
Kylie, she's coming home, guys.
There you go, from London.
From London to Melbourne.
Yeah, good on you, Kyle.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Memory association game. I'll play you a grab. You just got to work out which year it happened, this thing.
Genius from you.
Yeah, love this one.
The day you rolled in with this one,
yeah.
I mean, it was a standing ovation from memory.
Yeah.
Changed your life.
It was life-changing, as so many things that you do are. Well, did you forget to have Will's mic on?
Probably. Well, he moves around the studio. Sometimes he stands, sometimes he's over on the couch.
That's what producers do. Well done, producer Will.
He's there now.
And sports guy.
Who doesn't love Will's
many hats?
Will's wide world of sport. Three listeners have given us a bell to pick who they'd like to represent them in good year. Year good? Year book?
Name the tire.
I was going to say, on the tire.
Funny night's sleep.
Year good.
Nick is in Point Cook. Good morning, Nick.
How you going, mate?
Never better, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good.
Nick, who would you like to play on your behalf today?
Lauren.
Yay!
Oh!
Yes, Nick!
You're breaking the trend of people leaving Lauren to last.
But hang on. Lots of one last week.
Yeah, I know.
Really good.
But it's not as much fun when we get to call her Calipers.
You can still call me Calipers. I'm Calipers in other ways.
Yeah. I feel like Calipers is the title now of whoever...
He's picked last.
It's not
necessarily Lauren anymore.
It's like a belt.
All right, Nick, well done.
Dee in Moorabbin.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
How's your lockdown?
Loving it.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
Can't wait for the pubs to open.
Oh, why? Oh, yes. What? Go out? Are you crazy?
I know.
You've lost your mind, Dee. Who would you like to represent you this morning?
100% Marty.
Oh, yes. Oh, I can't blame you, Dee. You're only human.
2 weeks in a row for you, I think, Calipers.
Oh,
yeah.
Peter, you've got Calipers.
Will.
Get behind me, mate.
No, but Pete,
I'm confident, Will. I'm very confident.
Thank
here.
You, mate.
I think you're probably going to be right too, Peter.
Yeah.
$200 worth of
Uber Eats. Yes, thanks to Avant Door Handles by Gainsborough.
The wonderful people at Gainsborough. And as we always say, nothing helps an entrance like a handle.
That's true. Comes in very handy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
We are ready to go.
As we say.
We've always said
nothing
that.
Nothing works better on a door than a handle. Executive producer Maddie keeping a score.
Well done, Matthew.
Will in the lead on 13-10. For you, Loz, Marty, you're on 4. You need a win.
I always need a win, mate.
Four.
You all right?
Nah, I keep yawning.
You're all right. You'll be fine.
Daylight saving still.
Nick, D and Peter, strap yourselves in. Here we go.
First question for a yearbook. Paris Hilton did 45 days in jail for a range of driving offences in which year? This is her magnificent tune.
Stars are blind.
It's one of your faves, is it, Will?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Wasn't this just parodied?
Yeah, it was DUI, then driving unlicensed and speeding, 45 days in the slammer.
Everyone in?
Harris. Yeah, yeah. I am.
I'll go 2016.
I said 07.
I went 03.
It's 2006.
Come on.
Jeez.
Will.
I was way off the mark.
Stupid rule. Lauren was closest, but I got
apologies. Apologies to D.
See how I didn't complain?
I know. Yep. I did it for you.
I didn't really even remember that story. I just had a real, I just had a swing, you know, because that's how I roll.
That's why you're 10.
I'm always trying to hit into the bleachers, mate. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is. I'll always swing.
Ding. Mm-hmm. Question two.
Ding, ding.
What year did Aussie athlete Mac Horton refuse to share the podium with China's Sun Yang?
I just won't share a podium with someone who behaves in the way that he has.
It was in South Korea after the 400-metre freestyle finals at the World Swimming Championships.
What year is it right now?
Remember that story?
Yeah, I remember it well.
What year was it?
I'm going to say, are we in?
Yep.
Yes, I just changed the very last second.
I did too, but I'm going to go, I'm going to say 2018.
So did I.
I went 17.
It's 2019.
Oh.
There you go.
Well done.
It is one apiece.
One apiece. Good
this
game so
tight.
Far.
Nobody ever asked me to make it loose.
Next question. What year did Arnie Schwarzenegger, I can't say his name, but Schwarzenegger, admit to a love child with his former housekeeper, Mildred?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
You're my daddy.
What year was that?
I've got no idea.
The year that he admitted to it.
Admitted.
Admitted to having a love child, yeah.
But.
His son, Joseph, is now 23, by the way.
I am in.
Guess. I'm in. I'm saying 2014.
I said 2012.
I went 2004.
2011.
Come on.
Will gets the
Will
point.
Will gets the point.
There you go.
Clearly knowing nothing about it.
Are you
it.
With me how bad this rule is?
No, it's a great rule.
Now that
I was 8 years old.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I would have been one every time.
All right.
What's the scoreboard?
Will's on two, Marty and Lauren both on one. So if Will gets the next one, he wins.
I'm okay with knowing that I've been more knowledgeable on all the topics, even if Will wins.
Righto. That's the thing. That's the spirit of the game.
Thank
if
you,
I said
Marty.
Something like that.
No, but
I wouldn't hear the end of it.
Well, because
but I
you
have been more
worked,
knowledgeable.
You haven't worked with me as
that's
long
it.
As Lauren.
You correct. Just said you were 8 years off. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Lauren's are quite ridiculous, Will.
Being hysterical.
I know.
All right, question four. Long-time US Today Show anchor Matt Lauer was fired from NBC for alleged sexual misconduct in which year?
Okay, Lauren.
Okay.
What year was it?
For the win?
I haven't
for Will.
Known a single one.
If I am 1 year off and Will is 10, I'm going to...
For the win for Will,
yep.
Which means Peter will be getting $200 worth of Uber Eats, I have gone 2017.
So did I.
15.
2017.
What up?
Oh! 2 points each.
Two apiece.
Whoever for the win.
This is one of us will win.
I think it's going to be me.
We could all go over.
Or we could all get a point and then we'd have to have another question. So there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
We're going to miss the news.
Keep going.
Pyramid Building Society.
What is that?
All right. We're going back a bit here. Pyramid Building Society at the time was a Geelong-based home lender. They spectacularly collapsed with debts.
What are you
in excess of $2 billion in which year? Here was their TV ad.
Pyramid Building Society will pay you a giant 13% interest for terms of 1 month or more. You choose the term.
Pyramid, just letting you know. Pyramid.
There'll be people massively triggered in Geelong listening to that.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a guess from all of us.
Did you hear 13% though interest? That's partly why they were going broke.
I haven't written it down yet. Hang on. Okay.
Oh, I couldn't know less about
this. Big guess. That just gave me a big... I'll say 89.
I went 88.
I was going to say 83, but I said 93.
It was 1990.
Marty wins!
Marty wins! Yeah!
There you go. I thought you'd get that one. There you go, D. $200 worth of Uber Eats for dinner this evening.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I chose the right one.
Yeah,
so.
I knew you did too.
I was going to go Wilsh.
Yeah, I know. Well, now you don't have to go Will.
I don't have to go Will. So.
Why would you lower your flag like that, Dave?
Marty, you're back in the game.
I know.
The Marty Shergold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Welcome to October the 7th.
October.
On this day in 1798, George Bass and Matthew Flinders leave Sydney to explore Van Diemen's Land. Hence the Bass Straits. The Flinders Range.
Treacherous bit of water sometimes.
Mm.
Very rough out there.
Mm. You ever done the Sydney to Hobart?
No.
No.
Have you?
No. Nope. Do you know anyone who had? Well, then, do you know anyone who's ever had COVID?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no. Troy, no idea.
Yeah, we do. 1977, Queens, We Are the Champions, and We Will Rock You are released together. My friend, we will rock you. We will rock you. 77.
Yeah.
1996, Rupert Murdoch launches Fox News with Roger Ailes as CEO.
We'll do it live.
Yes.
That's Bill O'Reilly, one of his former henchmen, who was pinged for part of the Me Too movement.
Yep.
As was Roger Ailes. Geez, they could put a crew together over there at Fox, couldn't they? Mm. I hope the same's not happening here at Sky. Mm. 1996, kids show Arthur premieres.
Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet.
I don't remember this.
Neither did I. Oh, we were working.
Yeah. I think it's still on.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
What's it about?
It's about an aardvark who friends a family.
That's enough, I reckon.
Goes to school with other animals. Yeah.
It's a great joke.
2004, Michael Clarke makes his test debut against India at Bangalore, and he scores 151 in his first innings and is awarded man of the match.
I think that'll be it. He's running hard. He's coming back for two. Put your hand in the air. Raise the bat, young fella. 100 on debut. Great stuff.
Now I just see shots of him on a yacht in the harbour with the woman who invented PE Nation and...
Oh, yes.
You know, he's been reduced to a victim of the paparazzi.
He always was a bit like that, though, ever since Lara Bingle.
Yeah, Lara Bingle.
What a cricketer, though.
Oh, God, he could bat. I saw him score 300 at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Yeah. And what people forget about that day is that the keeper hadn't scored a ton that day as well.
Wow.
But 111 was nothing.
Yeah. This test where he made his debut, Gilly scored a ton as well.
I think he looks like our friend Howie.
Oh, yes. Michael Clarke looks a bit like Mark Howard, don't you?
Bit of a similarity.
Yeah.
It's a similarity. They're both lean men.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Simon Cowell's turning 62 today.
Speaking of lean men, remember when he lost that weight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's kept it off, too.
Has he?
Oh. And then he, because he did his back, remember? He
That's
had
right,
a,
yeah.
He stacked a pushy or...
Yeah.
Well, I thought he like fell off something.
Yeah, I think it was a push bike. Brownlow medalist Ollie Wines is turning 27 today. God, he's got a lot of footy ahead of him.
Yeah. Some of us don't know why. That's on this day, September... No, September. What? October.
Oh, God.
I love it.
October the 7th.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Who do you do?
Who do you do? Oh, we're going to have a bit of fun with this.
Who do you do?
Yes.
It's basically impersonations because yesterday a listener reminded us, as part, if you've never podcasted the show, we do a bit of extra content at the start and at the end.
On Listener.
On Listener. You can download that. Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R.
No E's.
No E's.
So we were talking about where did your number end up because
That's
of
right.
Squid Game.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right, Will. In Squid Game, which is the big show on Netflix at the moment, there's a guy's phone number that gets put out on the show. It was a real person's phone number. We started talking about that. We were reminded by a guy of a woman whose boyfriend put her phone number up and asked people to give her a ring because they could win $100 with their best Chewbacca impersonation.
Yes.
McCann's mother has been forced to block dozens of calls after her ex-partner allegedly took her phone number and plastered it on poles here around the CBD, telling people to call up and impersonate Chewbacca for a chance to win $100.
This would be the most childish breakup I've ever had. Like... All you had to do was be mature and go, I don't love you anymore, I want to move on.
The calls have been waking her and her three young children up at odd hours in the evening, and they're yet to stop.
I won $500.
Barrage of Chewbacca impersonations.
How annoying.
Last time we did this, we had some wonderful offerings.
Oh, yes.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I'm a flower, 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 open
RC trees of green, red roses too.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Executive producer Matthew doing his Louis Armstrong.
Wasn't necessary to put that one in, DC.
No, it really wasn't. It
was. Matty Ringwood, who do you do?
Hey there, guys. Love the show.
Finally got you, something. Well done, mate. Keep listening.
I do a bit of Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
Oh, good. Go for us.
Hey, Boo Boo, I made a ham sandwich out of Ranger Smith. He's in the picnic basket. Oh, good, Yogi.
That's good.
Yeah.
We love a bit of Yogi Bear.
Boo-boo. We do a bit of Yogi around here ourselves, don't we?
It's got Boo-boo. A Ben in Pakenham.
How you going, guys?
How are you, Ben?
Yeah, terrific, guys. I do Marvin the Martian.
Oh, go for it, mate.
Somebody stole my P-33 space modulator.
I think I've done Marvin the Martian in here off air.
Yes, you are. You prepared to bring Marvin the Martian on air?
Marvin the Martian.
I think Ben was better.
Are you kidding? That don't impress me.
You're very brave, Matthew. Executive producer
sitting right next to
you. Give it a go.
We've all heard your team. I've been burnt by that before.
All right. You guys can sort that out off air.
Gee whiz. And let's go to Yarraville. Is it Emra?
That's me, yep. How's it going?
Good, Emra. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Who do you do?
I think I can do Scooby-Doo's laugh.
Okay. All right. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'll give it my best. I might take a few goes.
All right.
Warming up.
It's very good.
I mean, I can do it, properly, after a few goes, but yeah.
Yeah, I like
that. It was great.
That's pretty good. Sounded like the car starting.
He really talked us through that, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he was
there. Like I was part of the process.
Martin.
Like being at the actor's studio. Get on with it, mate.
Martin in Digger's Rest. Who do you do?
Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne.
Oh, this will be great.
Very good.
I've got something to do. I've got something to do. Well, what did you say his name was? The mouth, the silver knobbed whip. I said Liberty Valance. But if that's what you got to do, Pilgrim, you better start packing a handgun. No. I don't want to kill him. I just want to arrest him.
Good on you, Martin.
Well done. Have a show back, Martin.
Yes.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want the facts. I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked. And double checked. Oh, this is really, really fast.
Minute to nine. Loza, what do you got?
I thought I had nothing, but I got a couple little things because I checked the text line.
Oh.
And there's a couple.
Remind people of the number.
0457 051051.
Yeah, well, we just worked that out the other day, didn't we?
I realised that it's not a hard number at all. It's 0457.
Yeah.
051,
mm.
Yeah.
051.
But we've been seeing it differently.
Well, we tried to make it 1051.
Which is the frequency.
Which still is.
Which really, but it breaks up the rhythm of a mobile phone number.
But I imagine when the team in promotions picked it, they picked 1051 and they thought, well, we may as well make it 05-1051. Yeah. So it's all the same
and once
numbers.
You get a rhythm of a phone number in your mind, that's how you remember it.
Totally.
You love defending promotions,
I love promotions.
Yeah.
0457051051.
They're easy to love.
They are. Part of the Triple M family.
Are you kidding me? Judith.
They make everything happen for us.
Oh, my God. We're spoiled.
Do you reckon we'd have show bags with that promotion?
We absolutely would not.
Probably. No.
I have a quick one from what game did we play yesterday? Lauren's Little Quiz.
Because,
Will, you use paperback writer and I...
Writer.
Writer's
obviously not writer.
Writer of the paperback. I'll defend you on this because it can be hard to find things to use in Lauren's Little Quiz.
In the world of the thesaurus to replace words with other words.
They have to be easily changed.
Yeah.
Someone has said Live and Let Die is a Wing song. Paperback Writer is a Beatles song. Beatles didn't do a Bond theme.
Jeez. At the time I said Paul McCartney.
You did say Paul McCartney.
And Paul McCartney wrote Paperback Writer. I made a very special point of picking one that he wrote.
With John Lennon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I will defend you on that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I think we mentioned after the show yesterday because we said that the demons were the only...
Yes, I've got a fact check on this too.
Okay, great.
What did you...
Well, I was going to say that a few people got in touch to say that Richmond doesn't have the word Richmond in it. but it does say Tigerland. They allude to...
Because Will had brought to the table that the Demons theme song mm-hmm. doesn't have the word Melbourne in it.
Yes.
Mm. Melbourne or Demons.
Or Demons.
So neither.
Neither.
Whereas at least the Richmond yeah. song does have Tigerland.
Like the Tiger of old.
Yes.
They say Tiger, but this is fun.
Tiger.
This is from Blang. Mm. Hey, Marty.
What's his name?
Blang 973.
Oh, right. That's his handle.
Hey, Marty and the Gold members love the show. A correction to, I did not know that. This is fun. You said Melbourne Football Club, in brackets, reigning premiers. Thank you, Blang. Mm. The song does not mention the team name. There is a second verse.
Is there?
And I've pulled this up. I can't find any audio of it. Mm. But according to the website, it does mention, we're the demons that no one can lick.
Oh.
And so they do mention the demons in their full version of the song. So thank you, Blang.
There you go.
No one can lick.
I don't see why they removed it.
Yeah. A bit full on in the stands.
There was a bit of confusion.
What was the name of that? What was the name of that bondage club that used to be in the city?
Oh, Hellfire.
Of course, you know.
It's got a Hellfire. The demons that you cannot lick vibe to it.
You had a membership there.
My nipples have never recovered.
Oh, my God.
They're still covered in wax.
All right.
Speaking of nudity. We had some confusion earlier in the show because we thought that you perhaps had been to the Lame Duck before.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. I went to the Lame Duck on a night out with the team and I was not entirely sure where it was.
You thought it was in South Melbourne. It's on Gertrude Street in Fitzroy.
Right. And earlier in the show, I was talking about the Last Laugh, the old comedy venue.
And
that
you mentioned that it was on...
El Joke or
La Joke?
La Joke
is the upstairs room.
You mentioned that was on Gertrude and Smith. And I said, oh my gosh, Marty, you'll never believe that could be the Lame Duck. We confirmed that it was, but it's not. It's across the road at the place that used to be a bar called Barry.
Yes.
Yes.
Next door to the old kebab shop that's still there.
Oh, that is a good kebab shop.
That's been there forever.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's had the same owner, but it's been there forever. I used to get kebabs there before work because the chef was such a tight ass, he wouldn't give you dinner.
That's
the Irish for you.
Now it's a restaurant. For a while there, they were doing like $12 pasta nights, and we would go there.
And downstairs in the big room?
Yeah.
That used to be the theatre. That was the Last Laugh.
It's actually a really cool venue. It's all got mezzanines everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, upstairs, you could sit upstairs. That's when you had a big night if you were a waiter in there. You'd lob up to the end of trestle tables with a big soup of the day and literally just bang it down on the table with 15 bowls. There you go, guys. Serve
Let's
yourself.
Have our next lunch there.
Oh, there's
an
idea.
You can do a special walkthrough.
Do a guided tour. Some of the spots I found to kiss young lady.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Oh, well, today it's a bit of a treat. There's something new that Will has come up with.
Will's come up with a new game. He whacked it onto WhatsApp last night.
Did you come up with this?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I thought someone sent this idea in.
No. Because we were doing a lot of... I'll explain.
From Will's brain.
This one's straight out of Will's brain.
From the brain of Will.
It's very hard.
Did you count sneakers all right up to today?
Yeah. This is a message from Chris. We were talking about where'd you sneak into today.
Yes.
Where'd you get yourself into?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chris has snuck into multiple AFL grand finals by putting on a record seller's uniform and walking straight in.
Oh, that's clever.
And I said, were you a record seller? He said years before, but he still had the uniform.
And just buy four or five of them?
Records. Yeah, and he must
be hoping they don't update the uniform.
Yeah, once they do that, he'd be in trouble, I imagine. But that's cheeky.
Mm. Maybe you could offer a kid who's got the record little thing, you know, $20.
Yeah.
Or you go in your original one and say, hey, guys, I haven't been able to pick up my new uniform yet.
I was told
there was a new uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll just go grab it from the back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm.
It's very good.
Victimless crime, that one.
It is.
Yeah.
From Cleet.
Cleet.
One of our favourites. Shithouse, what are the chances for the podcast?
No, he was calling Marty.
No, I don't read those out.
you've learned at the feet of the master, Will. We never read bad comments, mate.
Cleet says, I was just listening on the podcast today, which was yesterday, on this day segment, when you guys mentioned it was Richie Beno's birthday. Mm. I looked at the clock and it was 2:22. 2:22. That's famous. Well, man reference. What are the chances? I usually listen to the podcast much later in the day, but today was one of the rare days. I pick up my kids from school, the Cleetettes.
Oh,
the Cleetettes.
So well done, Cleet. Thank you very much. Now it's game time.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
So this
takes us there.
This is inspired by the recent popularity of Squid Game, and we had the big subtitles versus dubbing debate?
Matt has agreed to watch an episode.
I didn't agree.
Yes, he did. He
you
did.
Told me to, but I didn't agree to
he
it.
He won't like it.
I said he should really be watching an episode with in Korean with English subtitles, yeah. Not dubbed.
That's I watched the first episode in both.
Yeah, and which do you prefer?
In Korean.
Yeah with the sure. English subtitles. Yeah.
It changes the tone of the show,
it
I think.
It does.
I think you're right. I haven't looked at it dubbed.
But I can see all the tone I need from the acting.
No.
You can't.
No.
Don't call me that.
Cannot.
You can't.
You can't.
So speaking of dubbing,
yes,
these are three famous movie scenes. This is the back end where we knock things into shape.
So three famous movie scenes or lines from a movie?
Scenes. There's a bit of back and forth dialogue.
Oh, is there?
Good, yeah. Good.
In
good.
Different languages.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is fun. And so, we have to guess what, the scene or the movie?
The movie. Right. So Lauren will be taking on Marty head to head.
Oh, I thought we could all play.
But these two know what the answer is.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Oh, right. Yes,
Alex and Catherine can jump in.
I'm really nervous.
I had a go at one of these, and this is so hard.
Okay. It's really hard.
If you get this, I am in awe of both of you.
All right.
That's what I mean.
I'm excited. Let's.
But I would have thought you're in awe of me anyway, mate.
And, Marty, you've had a win today.
I know.
It could be a
yearbook.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Don't worry.
I was going to say Wednesday, but it's Thursday.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Film number one.
Pero yo soy la verdad. Ya no será como antes. Tú cambiaste las cosas. Para siempre.
¿Y por qué quieres asesinarme?
The Dark Knight.
Oh, correct!
Oh, oh my God! Wow,
are you joking?
How did you get that?
That was the Spanish Joker.
How did you get that?
That's amazing. Well done.
The laugh. Yeah.
It was the laugh for me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I thought it was gettable.
Yeah. For us.
The next two are really hard.
Like your mother's name.
Were you in the ballpark? Were you getting warm with that?
Actually saw someone walk past and was thinking about what they're doing.
Well, I would like you to focus, please.
You've got my focus now. I do need to do a wee pretty badly. I'm not going to lie.
Next
There's a lot
one.
Going okay. on over here.
So that was the easy one.
That was the easy one?
Yeah. This next one's in Arabic. Question two.
I don't know any Arabic.
Well, you don't need to. All you need to know is that it's a beautiful language.
It is.
Here we go.
يا قدير يا فنان ويا كبير
تتخوت علي يا فلوس يا نكري ولا اشي
انا مش ولا اشي
انت هون بس لانك
انا كل هون
انت هون بس لانك ابن المنتج.
It's a very famous scene. Two characters.
A Few Good Men.
Yes, Marty! You can't handle the truth.
Marty,
that's amazing.
You can't handle the truth.
That's How have I done that?
Oh, my gosh.
Can amazing. We listen to it again? So this is Jack Nicholson yes. and Tom Cruise.
In Arabic.
Ya qadir ya fannan ya kbir.
Tetkhawat alayya falous ya nakriya wala ishi.
Ana mish wala ishi.
Enta hon bas l'anak ibn
al-muntaj. Ana kul hon.
Enta hon bas l'anak ibn al-muntaj.
Well done.
Wow, can't Marty. Handle the truth.
That was really good.
Head to head.
Wow. Oh, would you have expected a better game than this?
This might have to make the socials.
That actually got you out of the chair.
Yeah. Candace.
I haven't got out of the chair for years.
Candace is worried about the cameras.
Don't worry about the cameras.
We'll see.
Why?
Because they don't move with you when you move.
Oh, because I went like this.
No, Marty's
jumped up and moved over to the couch.
Oh, but that's fine.
Here we go. Question.
A tiebreaker here.
Yes, it is.
I can't remember what. I think this might be in Hindi. Okay. Let's see. Question three.
Bhago, Forest. Bhago.
Hey, tumne suna nahi bewakoof?
Bhago, Forest.
Kill Bill. No.
Incorrect.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
You can have more guesses.
Yeah. Can we listen to it again?
Yeah. It's gettable.
Here it is.
Bhago, Forest. Bhago.
Hey, tumne suna nahi bewakoof?
Bhago, Forest. Bhago, Forest. Bhago.
Oh, there's a clue there.
There's a big clue in it.
Yeah.
Car Same. Driving away.
Yeah. Play it one more time.
Bhago. Bhago, Forest. Bhago.
Hey, tumne suna nahi bewakoof?
Bhago, Forest.
Can we have a clue?
Bhago, Forest. Bhago.
One of the words she's saying is a character's name.
Yeah. Sorry, can we have it one more time, please?
It's not the scene I would have chosen for that.
Oh, really?
I think it is.
Bhago, Forest. Bhago.
Hey, tumne suna nahi bewakoof?
Bhago, Forest.
Run, Forest, run.
Yes! That's very good.
Oh, my God.
Right, Boris Brown.
Unbelievable.
Here it is again.
Pago Forest, Pago.
Hey.
Car chasing him.
Pago Forest.
Run, Forest.
Run, Forest.
Oh. Yeah, I would never have got it.
And the end are here again.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would have liked to have heard Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
I couldn't find it. Say, this is the closest I could find to
that. Brilliant.
Good game.
Good game.
Look, hard game.
Really hard. I don't think it's weekly.
Does it make it to air?
I think it could.
Why don't we put it to the listeners?
Yeah, do you want to hear that on the show proper?
Oh, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, at Insta, at Marty Shegold Show. We'll chat to you next time here at Triple M.
The Marty Shegold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.